Hey hotties.
Hi Gorge.
Welcome back to another episode of Sometimes Funny, Always Awkward. This is a podcast about nothing and everything, especially being a hot fucking mess. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Grace.
And just a reminder, if you haven't already subscribed, please subscribe to our subscription feed called Sometimes Extra. It's a bonus episode every fortnight from us, but it's also a way for you to support us and the podcast. Buy us a coffee and come hang out and hear our toxic thoughts.
Thank you.
Our cancelable thoughts that yes. we put behind a paywall.
Convince ourselves that no one hears it if it's behind a paywall.
But people, we keep telling people to listen.
I know, it's an oxymoron.
How are ya?
I'm good. I'm getting sick again.
No.
My whole life is just...
You're always ill.
I'm always ill at the moment.
I think that is part of being a mother, no?
Yeah. It's because Frank's in daycare.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. You're just always going to be sick. There's just germs everywhere.
Everywhere. Like, he literally puts his hand in my mouth. He thinks it's so funny. He's just like, bah, and like puts it in there. And like, I've realized that I've gone into full mum mode because the idea of germs, they just don't exist to me anymore.
No.
Like, I'm not nervous about that stuff. I saw a friend recently and I was like, do you want to hold him? And like, he was covered in like all this food and he was like drooling Bullying. Everywhere. And my friend was like, not really. Like, he's kind of disgusting right now. And I was like, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? People.
Out the window.
Generally, people do care about that stuff.
And cleanliness.
I no longer
care. Yeah, your threshold for what's filthy or not changes when you're a mum.
Yeah.
Happened for me for dogs as well.
Yeah. Like, would you let your dog lick your face?
He does it all the time. We kiss.
I can't handle that.
We kiss on the lips.
No, I can't handle
that.
Yeah. No.
I kiss him. We kiss. We make out.
I have owned dogs a lot throughout my life.
Yeah.
I have cats.
Yeah.
I would never let them lick my face or my mouth.
Yeah, I know. It's disgusting.
It's really disgusting,
but I love
in my
it.
Opinion.
Well, I've owned dogs my whole life as well. Like, they were family pets, but I've never had one that was mine. And the connection and the love that I have for Ben, I've never experienced before.
Probably because
I'm extremely lonely.
The timing was really working out on that one. I mean, like, I kissed my son this morning and, like, I just, like,
What's
kissed straight drool. Do you know what the difference is in my mind?
Dogs eat shit.
Dogs eat shit. Dogs lick their bum hole. And, like, yes, Frank recently ate bird poo.
But that's the same.
I didn't kiss him after that.
That's true. You brushed his teeth. You washed his face.
Yeah,
then you
kissed his face.
Him.
Deal with that.
Mm.
You know, I deal with his shit, but he doesn't.
That's true.
I got really nervous the other day that I would get pink eye because I had to, like, change his nappy on the go in the car
and then I
hopped back in the car and I just like casually wiped my eye. I was like, oh no.
Pink eye.
I'm gonna get
conjunctivitis.
Pink eye. But I didn't.
Well, good.
Yeah.
That's what I think, that like changing your perspective on germs, I think even though you're getting sick right now, I reckon your immune system kind of strengthens.
It would have to. I'm probably sick like every 2 weeks at this point.
Wow.
Like,
constantly
I just
sick.
Was getting over a sickness.
Constantly
and then
sexy husky voice.
Pow. I know. Yeah, it's great.
It's like a ton of bricks.
I cried last night about it. I was like, I can't keep getting sick. Mm. This is ridiculous.
Is there like supplements or like a routine or something that would like, I don't know, vitamin
Maybe.
C? Like,
I mean, Tom's not getting as sick as me.
What the fuck?
Bastard.
Tom? What the fuck, Tom? You're not changing nappies on the go then, are you?
Wow. You're not letting Frank put his fingers in your mouth.
No.
Anyway, how are you?
Good.
Not sick.
Not sick.
Good for you.
Not much. I had a pretty chill weekend. It was Mardi Gras weekend and a lot of people asked me if I was going to go out and I didn't. And I don't know if that's a bit anti-gay of me.
Do you know all of the people in all of my close friends that are queer, none of them partake in it.
I'm just, okay, here's the thing about Mardi Gras. And I did post a story of me dancing to a Madonna song, Express Yourself, because I was like, I'm part of the community. I should post something to be like, happy Mardi Gras. I had so many of my international followers message me being like, what the fuck is this? Because Mardi Gras in Australia means something different to the rest of the world. Mardi Gras literally translates to like Fat Tuesday or something. I don't know. It has nothing to do with being gay anywhere else.
I think it's a drug festival in America.
I actually don't know what it means elsewhere because we've grown up in Australia where Mardi Gras. So it's the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade, which used to be a protest and now it's a celebration. It happens on the first weekend of every March. Is that something like that? Yeah, so people are like, it's not Tuesday, Maddie, it's Saturday. Why are you posting this?
Yeah.
But it's a celebration. It happens on Oxford Street, which is a really popular street in King's Cross of Sydney.
Very iconic for the queer community.
There's like a lot of drag performances there, and like it's massive. And so what happens is people get on floats and they do like a parade, and it's now a celebration, and it's a big party and a big celebration of being queer and gay and lesbian and all of the part of the alphabet.
Yeah.
The alphabet, LGBTQIA+. And that's not offensive because I'm part of it.
I heard someone trying to say the acronym, and like you can get tongue-tied saying it sometimes, but I was listening to someone say it the other day and I swear they said LPG, which is
LPG,
an electricity company in Australia or a gas company in Australia. And I was like, no.
It's almost like.
No, you definitely got that wrong.
It's like when a kid does the alphabet, but then they just go P for that middle bit.
I don't know.
Yeah. So that's, it's massive, but it's a party.
Well, that's why I think none of my close friends do it, because all of the people that I'm thinking of in general, you will never see them out.
No, I hate. Exactly. 10 p.m. Yeah, so I hate party. And I did go last year because I was invited with Meta. So Instagram invited me to their party, so it overlooked the parade. And I wasn't actually in the parade, but I was in like an enclosed event where it wasn't too wild, whereas I'm not a clubbing girly. I never have been, and I wasn't invited to any events this year.
I did get to go one year with my friends, with my friend and her dad. Her dad worked on Oxford Street the first level of a building, and his work let him like have a party.
Yeah.
So we were on this balcony.
We'll see, yeah.
Like overlooking the parade. It was the best. I've done the parade like sitting in the audience or standing in the audience, and I've done it that way.
It's
much better doing it.
It's the same as like New Year's Eve, you know?
Yeah.
It's like having to battle the crowds to go and experience the fireworks. Is it worth it? For me, it wasn't. And so that's why I didn't go out. So I had a pretty chill weekend. And just walked my dog and made a video. I made a stomach video. Haven't made one of those in a hot minute. I think that my content's going to have to shift, though, especially on TikTok, because I can't use music anymore.
Yeah.
It gets muted.
That's international, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, it's not just Australia that's affected by that.
No, I'm devastated. Those videos can't go on TikTok unless I use royalty-free music, which I just feel is a bit cringe.
Boring.
It's boring.
I would only use that on a podcast.
Right. So I don't know. Things are going to have to shift for me. Like I can still make my skits that don't have music, but there's that certain formula that I follow, which is it's always the same formula if you haven't figured it out. But it's like, a bit of chatting and then, something arrives in the stomach and there's like, a popular song playing in the background. There's a slow-mo and entrance of whatever food or alcohol that's coming in. I can't post them on TikTok anymore. I'm devastated. That's what blew me up.
You're taking away my career.
I'm so sad. No, it's okay. Evolving and changing is important. But I was like, but that's my OG thing.
Why don't you use like covers? Like Trisha Paytas has done covers of songs.
But it I love you, Jesus, whatever it is. It just shifts the energy of the video, and the video no longer becomes about the entrance of this food or alcohol. It becomes about the music.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
And I would fully be listening to that.
Exactly. Way. Like, it would make you frown and it makes you think about it too hard. So it's okay, I can change.
Yeah.
I can shift.
I believe in you. Just doing some more vlogs.
Yeah, actually.
Take more videos of Ben.
Yeah, well, I could.
Yeah, he's very photogenic.
He's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I kiss him on the lips.
And you can't manipulate a dog like you can a child. You know, like these people that like post their child a lot on social media and are making money from their child. Yeah. That's not ideal because they have their own identities and you're forcing them into a box. Dogs? Yeah.
Whatever.
Who are they going to report to?
Exactly. Ben, shut your mouth. Anyway,
should we
move on? I think so. Now it's time for Hot Mess Hotline. Lovely. Okay, so this one, the subject line is, my boyfriend doesn't enjoy my compliments.
Is this a long story, just for context?
It's medium, I would say.
I want a lot of context.
Okay, there's enough context, I think. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you wanted it to be shorter.
No, I want lots of context.
I love this little intro. Hey, hotties and gorgeous.
Aww.
Love it. About 3 months ago, I, male 21, started dating my now boyfriend, also male 21. He's a boy from my uni, so beautiful, clever, kind, simply amazing. Sorry Sweet. For bragging, lol. You brag away.
You deserve it.
Recently, we went through something, what I think was our first relationship crisis.
Crisis?
Mm.
You've only been dating for 3 months?
Mm.
I don't know if you should have crises in 3 months.
Maybe it's just, maybe crisis, the definition of crisis is not so intense for this person.
Mm.
I don't know. He became a bit distant, didn't have that much time for meetups, and my always overthinking head convinced me that he doesn't love me anymore. We've been there.
Mm.
We finally saw each other. I knew we needed to have some real talk about it because the thoughts were really eating me alive. While talking about the crisis, which I'm assuming is the distance.
The distance, yeah.
We also stumbled upon a topic of me complimenting him, like telling him he's beautiful, that he has nice legs, a beautiful nose, etc. He shared with me that during his teen years, he struggled with self-love, and rather than finding it now as an adult, he probably just accepted the fact that he doesn't like himself. He also shared that every time I tell him how pretty he is, it takes his mind off the moment we have together and he starts to think about the self-hate that's deeply rooted in him. As a person who loves sharing his love and affection by words of affirmation, I find this situation rather unpleasant. I know that I want to let him know how pretty he is to me, but now I'm almost scared to tell him anything. I don't really know what to do now. Do I keep complimenting him and letting him know he's beautiful, or do I stop telling him that completely? I'd love to help him find his lost self-love. However, I just don't know how. Any tips?
You can't make him love himself.
Yeah.
He's got to love himself. I do think if you have different ways of, like...
love languages.
Yeah, love languages.
Maybe it's time to experiment with a different type of love language. Words of affirmation obviously is important to you.
Yeah, maybe, like, instead of telling him how much you love him for how he looks, change it to, like
actions that he does. Yeah.
Love spending time with you.
Mm.
I love the way you listen to me.
Yeah.
Like, you could even...
Yeah, still compliments, but not about appearance, if that's a point of self-consciousness for him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he'll build his self-confidence over time.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, there are ways to have words of affirmation that are not appearance-based.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like, but like, I don't love it when...
You don't like compliments?
Yeah, I get where this guy's coming from, where the partner's coming from. Like, I don't, when someone like says like, oh, I think you're really pretty, or like when Tom says it, you know what I'm saying?
What? <It's> someone.
When the other men in my life, when Tom says like, oh, I think you're so pretty, I'm like...
Shut up.
Like, you have to say that. Shut up.
Is that you just not being able to take a compliment? Do you still like when he says that?
No, no. Like, I don't hate it. It's not like I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to break up because this is awful.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, I don't get, like, a love from it. I don't love it.
Well, it's not one of your love languages.
Not one of my love languages.
Mm.
But I do get a lot from Tom telling me I'm funny.
Ah, see? Yes. Yeah,
I want to be funny.
Yeah. So when he laughs at you, you're just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. He's made me, like, quite self-conscious about telling stories.
What?
Because, like, he'll call me out when I tell, like, a shit story or something. And he's done it so many times that now, like, when we're with, like, a group of people, I'm like, is that a good enough story to tell? No, don't risk it. Don't risk it.
No, you can't overthink it because then it's a bad one. Have you ever been mid-story and you're like, everyone's not paying attention? And then you're like, oh, wrap it up, and then nobody laughs, and you're like, wow, I suck. That's me every day on this podcast.
The worst.
I'm like, fuck, I'm bad at this.
No, cool. You're fine.
Yeah, just fine.
We'll just edit it if it's fine. If it's bad, it's fine.
I do. I cut it out.
The worst is when you make like a joke, like a to the group, like a public joke, and it doesn't land. Like someone's walking past and you're like, hey, cool hat, dude, but they don't hear you, but everyone else hears you. Oh, soul crushing.
Yeah, dead.
So embarrassing.
Yeah. Or when you start telling a story but nobody's listening and you just have to stop talking, but that one person did notice that you started.
Yeah.
So you're like, they're making eye contact, but it's like, well, it's not worth it.
It's not
worth
it.
The rest of the group's not listening. It was meant to be a group thing. Fucking like Mario took over with his story. You know what I mean?
Fucking Mario.
Mario.
They always have good stories, don't they?
I think we have time for another one.
Yeah, we have time for a lot more.
I have somebody who sent me an email with the title Vacuum Cleaner Fetish Confession, which I haven't read. I haven't read it, so it's not a hot mess hotline, I feel, because, like, I also invite people to just email me a story if they have one.
Yeah, of course.
It's a rather long, lengthy email, and I haven't read it. I haven't vibe checked.
I'm a bit nervous. Yeah. He's having sex with his vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. It also has, like, a forward thing, so I'm like, what? So,
he's just sending it around to other podcasts.
All the podcasts. I need somebody to talk about my vacuum cleaner fetish. Wow. Should we read it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Maddie and Grace, thank you so much for the podcast. I really enjoy episodes when they come out. I hope if you read this story, at the very least, you and the audience get a laugh out of my confession, because we did recently do a confessions episode.
Are we your only podcast, though?
Yeah, because it does say
forward. Lover 297.
It does say forward. There's no two ways about it. I have a fetish for vacuum cleaners. Ever since an experiment with the vacuum as a young boy, this fetish started to develop, and it doesn't appear to be going away anytime soon.
No, I actually just got chills. I think he's putting his dick inside the vacuum.
Well, how else are you? How else are you?
I'm just, maybe he's like overusing fetishizing and he just loves cleaning. But saying like the experimenting as a young boy or.
No, because he could just be grinding up on the hose, you know? No, he's definitely using it on his dick. But who are we to judge when we literally have a clit sucker as a vibrator? The suction?
I'm not judging for the suction. I'm judging for the dust and
the cleanliness of it. Oh, yeah, back on germs.
Get a fleshlight. They exist.
True. Fleshlights are, do they have a suction?
I'm sure
there would be a feature.
I don't know off the top of my head.
I've never used one.
You know, Tom did a very, very late Kris Kringle with his friends last weekend.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah, very late. I know, very late. He has a friend who is very creative but also, like, wild, okay, right? Like,
a bit crazy.
The things that this man can come up with are insane. And it's so disgusting. He bought, like, a plush stuffed toy. Like, it's, like, not an animal. It's like a Furby. It looks like a Furby, uh-huh, essentially. And then he's cut the inside of it and put a fleshlight in it.
Why?
And now Tom has this.
Why?
And it's sitting in our car.
No.
And I'm like, this can't come into our apartment.
No.
And Tom was like, it's not like it's a joke, Grace. Like, I'm not going to use it. I'm like, obviously you're not going to use it. You don't have to explain that to me. But if someone finds this in my house, I will never forgive you. It looks like he has, like, a soft toy fantasy. Yeah. Like, oh.
That's a slippery slope to bestiality, no?
Yes.
Furry? Ooh. He wants to be a furry? No, okay.
Anyway,
I'm
just saying, fleshlights, they exist.
I hate joke gifts. I hate it. It is a waste of money. It is a waste of materials. Yeah. What the fuck? I don't want it. I hate joke gifts.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Especially when it's a fleshlight
and you have a child.
Oh,
like,
what if Frank found it?
So, like, he wouldn't know. He wouldn't know.
I'd also never seen a fleshlight in real life.
Oh, I've seen one.
I feel in two ways about it, because I do think it's unfair that, like, women are allowed to, like, highlight the fact that they use dildos, and then fleshlights are a bit grosser. But I, like, dildos are never meant to be, like, realistic.
Yeah,
to a
that's
penis.
So true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's phallic.
Yeah, but there are some that are, like, realistic
there
and veiny.
Aren't they? But in my mind, when women are using dildos or vibrators, it's like you're using an object.
And not the look.
Yeah. Whereas, like, something about a fleshlight where it's like you're mimicking a vagina. If they could just make a sex toy that was, like, not meant to be a vagina. And just like a tube, I don't know.
Yeah, like one of those finger traps. No, but I feel like if you didn't have it look like a vagina, it would be, like, why would someone buy it? I feel like it has to.
Yeah. I'm sure these conversations have been had.
I know.
And it just doesn't make sense.
No.
So, look, I don't know where I sit on the fleshlight opinion, but this fleshlight, I'm sure that Tom's friend didn't go for, like, the most expensive one because he knew that it was not going to be used.
Because it's going to be a joke.
But it was really ugly.
Yeah.
Like, a vagina doesn't look like that.
Yeah, but again, it's about sensation. It's not about look, really.
I know. But I just, like, I feel like when fleshlights, you know, they're marketed to be looking like a vagina.
Hey, every vagina is different, Grace. You don't know whose vagina that's modelled off. Anyway, should we get back to the vacuum cleaner fetish?
Yes, yes, yes.
That's a disgusting gift. I hate it. Anyway, okay, so he's got a fetish that developed as a young boy. Fast forward many years, I do get a girlfriend that doesn't need to be plugged into the wall.
Thank you. Got a bit of humor.
Thanks for clarifying. And as you can imagine, I was deadly scared to tell her about my fetish and kept it a secret. This at times led me to awkwardly hiding my boner anytime she vacuumed her apartment.
But like,
this is taking an odd turn.
Is the vacuum cleaner? Oh, it has to be on. Of course, so she's vacuuming.
He's getting a boner because he's imagining the suction sensation.
I don't know why in my head the vacuum cleaner wasn't on when he was having sex. Yeah, the vacuum cleaner's on.
No, she's vacuuming. He's getting a boner. Maybe he could just like pass it off as like, wow, so sexy when you clean. Words of affirmation. It's an act. You know what I mean? No? Okay.
No, I feel like I would just be like, what a misogynist.
Wow, really 1950s over here. Eventually once when I was at work, my girlfriend asked if she could borrow my laptop that I rarely use. I duly obliged. However, her absolute shock when she opened the laptop, she found unclosed tabs with links to videos of women doing all sorts with vacuum cleaners.
Oh, my God.
When I got home from work, there was an inquisition after, which I admitted to my fetish and effectively, don't say that, and effectively came out, so to speak. No, you can't say that you came out. That's...
I think it is fair to say it would be as hard, if not harder, to tell someone that you like to have sex with vacuums than with someone of the same gender.
That's true.
And I urge people who have issues with gay rights to think about the fact that people could be having sex with
vacuum cleaners. But you missed an opportunity to say to come clean. No? That's a missed opportunity there. And we don't have to worry about being insensitive to the LGBTQIA plus community.
That was funny.
Sometimes. Thank you. Oh, my God. What's your affirmation? Oh, I'm chuffed. Okay. I braced for the worst and expected my girlfriend to break up with me. However, between her point of discovery and me coming home, she had got over the initial shock and invited me to go and grab the vacuum for a play.
Marry her. Don't lose her.
Okay, so it's just a story. That's right. It's not Hot Mess Hotline. This is just a story. Fast forward again, I now have the most magnificent and understanding wife who never has to vacuum the house, a chore she previously hated, and in return just lets me give her boob a quick vacuum, or she gives me a vacuum job.
Vacuum job.
She has previously...
VJ means something very different in their VJ.
She has previously observed blowjobs are much easier when the vacuum does the sucking and cleans up all the mess.
Oh.
Point of hygiene information, we have one vacuum for cleaning the house and one for playing with. Okay, I was going to ask. I hope at the very least you found this story interesting. Keep up the amazing work.
I did find it interesting. I don't want to yuck your yum, but yuck. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh. I'm sorry. But like... I don't know what I would do. I've genuinely thought about, like, Tom doesn't have any kinks, but I've really thought about, like, especially early on in the relationship, I was like, if Tom came to me and said, I need you to wee on me, I think I could do it. I don't think I'd get anything out of it, but I think I could do it.
Yeah, but that's what kinks are about, loving the person so much that you'd, like, even if you don't get anything out of it. I've dated a guy with a foot fetish, did me nothing, but I knew that he loved it. And that's what I enjoyed, was seeing how much he loved it.
So fair. But it's where you're willing to go. And I decided in my head, pissing on him, fine.
Right.
Vacuum shit on him.
Oh, no, no.
And I thought about it. I was like, where is my line?
Poo.
Poo. Couldn't poo on you. Well, first off, I think I'd get stage fright. Like, I don't know.
No.
I don't think I'd be able to complete the
job.
And
there'd be a risk of pink eye, you know, coming back to full circle moment.
Like, you know, what if you have the runs? Is the runs better? There's just too many variables.
You can't guess the consistency of your poo beforehand.
You really can't. What if it's just gas?
Exactly.
You just do a really big fart.
Yeah, or it's a really embarrassing tiny little nugget. You know when you work so hard and it's just this tiny little pebble? You're like, what?
Also, I've always wondered with, like, shitting fetishes, What do you do afterwards? Like, do they play with it? Like, are they into that? Or is it like an immediate clean? I understand that they just like being disrespected and that's why they want to be shat on.
But if you're listening, what happens?
What's the game plan?
Well, if anyone listening has a scat fetish, could you email us and let us know, like, what you enjoy about it and what happens after?
What happens after?
We're not yucking your yum. We're not judging.
No, not like the vacuum boy.
So interesting. I'm not – do you know what? I'm not that grossed out by his fetish. I kind of get it.
You get it?
No, like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to start – because I have a clit sucker, you know? I literally have a vacuum for my clit, which is my Satisfyer Pro 2. Love you. It's under my pillow. Love you so much. But I kind of get it. Like, there's a suction effect. Like, take out the fact that it's a household cleaning object. It has a suction, which is enjoyable. Like, a man getting a blowjob, there is suction. That's enjoyable.
Yeah, I kind of get it.
I think you're just thinking about the context of cleaning, which you're just like, well, this is a household object that we clean with. That's disgusting. But he has a separate one.
True.
He called
that out.
I don't think that that's embarrassing, to be honest. And how amazing that he found someone who was into it. She loves him. Yeah.
I'm glad that.
But if I dated someone who had a vacuum cleaner fetish, I'd be like, yeah, babe, let's go.
I don't know.
Grace is judging me so hard.
I don't know.
That's the line.
I really pursed my lips.
And vacuum cleaners. That's your line.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah, okay. You just gotta remove the context of the cleaning.
I think the dust. I mean, I
vacuum up cockroaches, so I definitely couldn't use my vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, I vacuum up awful things.
No.
I vacuum up food all the time.
Yeah, same.
Also, like, just the end when he said, like, it's really good for cleanup.
Yeah, but that's the same as a fleshlight. That's what happens. There's like a little screw top at the end of the fleshlight for you to clean it out. You got to clean it out. You're going to come in there.
And maybe I'm a prude. I think if I had a woman
and you don't understand, that's like what the whole sock thing is from, you know? Yeah. Masturbating with a sock so there's somewhere to put it.
That's fine to me. I get that. Am I going to have a son that uses my vacuum cleaner to have sex?
Hide it and hide that fleshlight, Furby.
Thank God, like, you know, I don't have a wireless one at the moment, but I'm hoping I get to a financial position that I can afford a wireless.
Yeah, like a Dyson stick vacuum.
Currently using a Dyson corded.
Dyson, hashtag, can you use and sponsor us, please?
But, yeah, hopefully by the time Frank's at that age, I'll have a cordless and there's nothing to zhup with.
What do you mean?
Well, like, you'd have to, like, disconnect the head and that's, like, difficult. It's not just,
I actually feel like a cordless one would be easier to use. Take it to your bedroom. You don't have to plug it in.
No, but I'm assuming that what he's using is, like, the big rubber part that's, like, flexible.
Oh, the hose. The flexible hose. You'd have to hold it up straight above you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. So a corded one would be easier.
Yeah.
Look at us dissecting how to use a vacuum cleaner to have a vacuum job.
And I said I wasn't into it. I've thought
that. That was so interesting. Thank you for submitting. If you have a hot mess hotline or a interesting fetish or story.
I want to hear about it. I really appreciate that people keep sending things in and, like, they genuinely do keep sending things in. I don't know why.
Because we roast them?
We're so rude.
Sorry.
And
I don't think we're that rude.
Not helpful.
I think we have a pretty balanced opinion when we read them out. They know what they have signed the waiver by emailing us. You know that we're going to gently roast you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I love that you guys keep sending things in. I think maybe you have a roast fetish.
Maybe. I love it. Please keep sending them in. Anyway, our email is sometimesfunnypod@gmail.com. Please send us your weird fetishes and questions for Hot Mess Hotline. Did we give good advice? I think we did.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually think today was really good. I think it's something actionable.
Yeah.
That will promote change.
Yes. You can still give words of affirmation but not appearance-based.
Yeah.
Get him used to it and he has to learn how to love himself. You can't change that.
Yeah, you can't do it. You got no control over that, buds.
No.
Buds.
Anyway, before we wrap up the episode, Grace, is there anything that you're loving this week?
Yes, I wrote it down.
Good.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad I wrote it down. My memory's like a fish. I'm really into TikTok recipes at the moment.
Like what?
Like I've been doing, I've been always like watching TikTok recipes.
I learned into them too.
Yeah, they're actually really good.
So good.
Like when you look up a recipe on Google, I don't know what happened, but a few years ago,
the blog posts?
Yeah, taste went out the window. blog posts and I have to read
their whole fucking life story.
Yeah, like I don't want that.
Do you know why they do that though?
Because all the ads.
Yes, but also, did you know that one time I had a blog? Once upon a time I had a blog.
Really?
Like a sewing and fashion blog.
You were made to be famous. You've been working on this for so long.
No, because I can sew and I never really share that online, but I love making clothes. And when I was in uni and I was really poor, I was sewing all of my clothes and like upcycling them from thrift shops. And I made a blog. And the reason why blogs have their whole life story before a recipe is for SEO. They want to say like search engine optimization. They want to say the word that people are searching for. So let's say it's brownie. They want to say brownie as many times as they can so that Google will place that blog post at the top of the search when you look up brownie.
And well, that's so, very technical, isn't it?
Yeah. So they have this massive essay so that it makes sense for them to say brownie 100 times so that their blog post is the first option in the search. But I hate it. You have to scroll through all that crap.
Yeah, it's awful. TikTok doesn't do that.
No, it's TikTok's a video.
Really, you know,
it's punchy. So good. I love it.
And I watch this mum TikToker who I love. Her name's Amy.
Amy, hi.
In Australia. I don't think she listens to us, but if she does, I love you.
Love you.
She's in the South Coast. Angela
White still follows us, so maybe.
I know. We're kind of cool.
Crazy.
We're kind of popular.
I know.
Anyway, she does like these amazing recipes based on like leftover food that she has. So like her kids will like eat half of their Weet-Bix and like half of their apple, and she'll make like a Weet-Bix slice with apple in it.
Yeah.
And she gave me this confidence. I made like a tuna and rice thing for Frank.
Yeah.
And he ate about half of it. And I was like, I'm going to make tuna patties. And I like free hand added flour, added an egg, made the consistency. I added cheese, made the consistency. And then I was like, needs a bit more flour.
Oh my God.
They turned out really good and he ate them. Yeah. Oh, and I had a pumpkin.
Yeah. Bit more veggies.
There was already corn in it, but I got another veggie in it.
That's so good.
And I had this, I had this frozen pumpkin that he wouldn't eat. Every time I'd give it to him, he'd be like, bleh.
Nah. You put it with tuna and rice. Oh, my God.
Put in a little tuna cake.
Yeah. That's so good. I love a tuna cake. I
feel like a super mom.
You are a super mom. That's so good.
It's all because of TikTok recipes. I would never, like, actually tell myself I could do that until I'd watched Amy do it, like, 3,000 times.
I've learned so many recipes from TikTok. Even if I'm not actually following the same recipe, it's great for inspiration.
It is good for inspiration.
Because, like, you forget. You go to the grocery store and just out of habit you always get the same things.
Yeah, I'm constantly cooking, like, a variation of four meals.
Yeah, same. I have the same two meals. Well, I'm on a...
You're still on a diet. What was that little mumble?
I'm on a diet. People get scared that I'm talking about weight loss.
Oh, it's all right.
I'm on a diet.
You're healthy.
Do you know that my Wii is green at the moment because of how much zucchini I'm having?
Oh, my God.
I hope that that's what's making it green.
I know asparagus does that, doesn't
it? Yeah. I have zucchini every day.
Do you have asparagus?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, what are you loving?
Ah, I am loving a product. Oh, my God. Finally. So it's Dr. Naomi is the brand and it's the...
Oh, I've heard of her. Yeah, so she has a husband that's also a doctor.
Yes. Yeah, and so this is sold at Sephora and I've had it for a while now. I've been using it for maybe 6 months. I have their everyday moisturizer, but the product that I'm really loving at the moment is the AHA Overnight Facial.
Ooh.
So it's an active ingredient moisturizer. It's called One Night Stand, which I love.
Love that.
And really you should only be using once or twice a week. And I use it every Wednesday night and Saturday night. And my skin has never looked better.
It is looking good.
I am using a bit of retinol, another product, another brand once a week as well because I have very, very sensitive skin. We know I'm an eczema girly. I recently had to stop eating strawberries because I was breaking out in rashes.
Really?
Because of the strawberries. Remember the rashes I had here?
Yeah.
Because I was having strawberries every day. I cut out the strawberries, the rashes disappeared.
Yeah. They have like a lot of
acidity. So I have a very sensitive skin and I often will break out on my eyes. Like I had a sunscreen recently that I had to stop using because of the alcohol content in it because my eyes broke out in an eczema. So if you're an eczema girly, sensitive girly, this product is actually still, even though it's an active and it's quite an intense active moisturizer, it's still really good. I would just avoid putting it on your lips if you have dry lips because it can sting. Yeah. So I just place it, you know, all around the other areas.
Is she expensive?
Yes.
Oh. But worth it.
Worth it.
Okay.
I mean, I've had it for 6 months and I've still got quite a bit left because I only use it twice a week. Mm. And I think, look, let me look it up. Okay, it's $150.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Bit exy.
That is exy.
But I've still, I reckon I will probably get like about 9 months worth out of this jar, and it's really good.
Nighttime creams are really good. My nighttime cream, which is just like a Tatcha. I've talked about it here before, my Tatcha overnight cream thing. Mm-hmm. That was like $130. I do, like, it is,
standard.
It actually is really, really expensive.
It's pretty standard to have like a really good moisturizer. It's going to cost about that much anyway.
Yeah. I just hate our lives.
Oh, yeah. The cost of living crisis.
Oh, that cozy living.
Yeah. Anyway, it's the end. Wrap it up. All right. We love you. See you next time.
Bye.